Okay, today's Gemara is Makkos Daf Yud Tes. Makkos Daf Yud Tes. Again, today will be the last Daf in Makkos. The last five blot in Makkos will be learned ourselves, Bezrat Hashem. And Shavuos starts on, what day does Shavuos start? Shavuos starts one day next week, the beginning of next week. Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we'll start with Masechah Shavuos up online. Continuing on Project Sinai throughout the summer. Okay, so let's continue. So we are up to the last few lines on Yud Ches Amabes. We're actually on the last line, Amar Rava Bar Ada, we are up to. And we just start, we're going to start with an issue that came up in the Rishonim on the end of yesterday's daf. We spoke about the issue of Tnufa. Tnufa came up, waving the carbon. So certain carbonos, certain parts of carbonos need tenufa. Most need tenufa while the animal, parts of the animal after they're shechted. Once in a while, we'll get to a tenufa called a tenufa chai. We'll get to that at some point. But most of the time, the tenufas are where certain parts of the animal have to be waved after it is shechted. So the Gemara says, also by Bikurim. The Bikurim are also waved. How are they waved? So the Gemara says, the owner and the Kohen together wave the items that must be waived. So asks the Rishonim, not here, Tosas and Masechah Sukkah ask, why is it that we allow the carbon to be waived, which Pashtus is that the owner puts his hand on, right under the item, and then the Kohen puts his hand under the owner's hand, and they wave it together like that. Isn't that a chatzitza? We know that the Kohen's body, whatever he's doing the avodah with, has to touch the item. For example, the Kohen can't wear socks. Kohen's feet has to touch the floor of the azara. If he's not touching the floor, so then the avodah is psula. If the Kohen's wearing gloves, right, if the Kohen's wearing any, you know, it's just, there can't be any chatzitza between even the begadim that he's wearing. Can't be wearing an undershirt underneath the ketones. So it can't be chatzitza. See here too, if the Kohen is holding his hands, aren't the owner's hands a chatzitza between his hands and the carpet? So Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin says, Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, where are we? Sukkah Mem Zayin Amid Beis, says Tosfos, Lav Dafka Ka'amar. Tachas yad by lamamish, right? It's a lav dafka. Don't take the Gemara so literally. Diim kain havi chatzitza beina kli uveina kohen, right? Lav dafka. That is how it is done. But what is it? It's that they put their hands next to each other. It's like the kohen, the bialim's hands are here, and the kohen's hands are a little bit on the outside, but they're all touching the kli. That's how you have to say. But Tosva says ubi Yerushalmi desota mash maksas da havi benegiya mamish. But if looking at Yerushalmi and Sota, it sounds like all these cases of tenufa are negiya mamish. Why? Because it says there, the Gemara asks in the Yerushalmi, the ein hadavar kiur, because there the kohen has to put his hands under the isha sota's hands. So Yerushalmi asks, isn't that disgusting? Right, this woman who's accused of inappropriate behavior, so the Kohen has to hold her hand and wave with her? Isn't that something that we wouldn't want? So the assumption of that question is that there's actual touching going on. So Tosfos, the Gemara, their answers, either the Gemara in Yerushalmi there has three answers. Either maybe mapa veina chotze, it's either you put a like a towel in between, and it's not called a chatzitza. Why not? So we're going to have to say the other answer anyway in a second. But he says, if you put like a little napkin in between, it's not called a chatzitza. That's the Rishabi's first answer. Or maybe Kohen Zakein, bring a 90-year-old Kohen, no Yetzirahara. Or Afilu Tema Yeled, Ein Yetzirahara Matsui La'osasha. For a second, there's no Yetzirahara for a second of touching a hand. Those are the three answers, which that third answer is very important in the terms for the terms of shaking a hand. The issue of shaking a woman's hand at an interview, at any other type of gathering. So that is that Yerushalmi, the line of Yerushalmi is always quoted. But when you see this whole assumption, also by the way, that's that Yerushalmi is quoted not just for shaking a hand, but also by Chuppas Nida. The poskim generally allow a chassan to put the ring on the kala's finger, even by a chuppas nida, even though there's an isser of negiya. But ein yitzhar matzil l'shah, especially as a kavod abrius issue here, that nobody should know about it. So we, the post can allow the chassan to put the kala on, put the kala on the ring's finger. I was an eight kedushin once, and I didn't even know. The eight kedushin once, I remember years ago at a friend's wedding, and I saw a regular kedushin, whatever mukudeshes, and afterwards, towards the end of the wedding, I found out that it was a chuppas nida. I didn't even know. How did I find out that it was a chuppas nida? Because they had to have yichud again. after Shkia, because it was one day late, it was day seven, so that's why they had to have Yichud again, and afterwards they called me to be an aide Yichud a couple hours later, towards the end of the dancing, to go upstairs in the hotel and to have another chuppah. I didn't even know at the time, so that's what, but that's based on this Yerushalmi. Based on this Yerushalmi. Mem Zayin Omid Beis. But anyway, what do you see from the whole Tosfos, though? The assumption is that there is actual Negiya, says Tosfos. So the other answer is the Yerushalmi, the Ritva. The Ritva right here. The Ritva in our Sugya says, whenever there's a Tzorech, so that's not called the Chatzitza. Right? Anytime there's a Tzorech. There's a Tzorech for the Kohanim and the Bailam to each hold this item, whatever is being waived, so that's not called a chatzitza. The owner's hands are not chatzitzas because they have to be there. The avagat dechsev alokach hakohen is yad haba alokach hakohen ein yad bailum chatzitza derachmana avad yad shnehem ki yad achas. The Torah made both of their hands like one. V'chein pirshu b'tosfos. Right, that's what he says, and then he quotes our Yerushalmi. Okay, good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Last line. Amar Rava Bar Ada Amar Reb Yitzchak. Bikurim. Once we're talking about Bikurim, why are we talking about Bikurim here? Because the Mishnah said, Bikurim, if I eat Bikurim before Kriya is done, our Mishnah said that's one of the Chayvei Malkus. That's why, again, these types of Prakim, like Elohein Alokin, if you're ever bored, just wait five lines. Because it's a whole list. Whenever you have a list of the Mishnah of 25 Isurim, so then the Gemara talks all about each of them, and in that way one gets Yedios and ideas about many Halachas of Shas. So today we're talking all about Bikurim. Right? Tomorrow we talk about Peyus. We're not going to talk about it together, but there's some major issues in Hilchas Peyus Arosh and Misayeya, getting haircuts. That's tomorrow's daf, getting ready for the 3 weeks. So it's good. In Yonah Diyoma, daf Chaf. Okay, says the Gemara, Bikurim me'ema saichoi chayiven aleihen. From what moment in time is a Zor chayiv Misa for eating Bikurim? Bikurim has the status of Truma. So, if a Zor eats Truma, Misa b'dei shamayim. So, from what time? Is that from the moment that I pick the Bikurim off the tree? The answer is no. The Mechiyah Misa does not start then. It doesn't start right away. It starts from Mishayiru Pnei Habayis. When the Bikurim see the Pnei Habayis, what does that mean? Rias Pnei Habayis, we know from Hilchas Zroim, when it sees the inside of your house. So, it's Habayis here. The house. What is the house? That's the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, Rashi said this yesterday, in the middle of Amabez, Rashi said, Yir Pnei Habayis, Mishayichlisu La'azara. It goes into the Azara. That's what Rias Pnei Habayis is according to Rashi. The Rambam is pretty clear that he argues with Rashi. The Rambam says, Yir Pnei Habayis means Yerushalayim. Chlokas Rashi and Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Zroim, the Rambam says, in Paragimel, in Hilchas Bikurim, Lefichach, Zor Sha'achal Bikurim B'chol Makom, Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, V'hu She'yochal Osan Me'achar She'nichlesu L'chomas Yerushalayim. Chomas Yerushalayim. So, it says Azara, Chomas Yerushalayim. What might be, Nosei Kalim point out that it's this Machlokas Rashi Rambam, which is a Chiddush, because Bikurim have to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, their status as Bikurim starts right when they get into Yerushalayim. But you can't do the Kriya there yet. You have to bring it into this, like this quasi-status. There's Bikurim right when you get into Yerushalayim, but you can't do the mitzvahs of Bikurim until you get into the Azara. That's why Rashi, you would have said, is more Pashut. Because once you get into the Azara, that's when the mitzvahs of Bikurim start. The Rambam has this middle status. It's Bikurim right when you go into Yerushalayim, but you can't do the mitzvahs of Kriya until you get into the Azara. Maybe, let's see this pointed out, but maybe this is connected to another sheet of the Rambam. L'shitaso. Because the Rambam writes in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos that Yerushalayim and Mikdash are really one idea, and Yerushalayim is expanded based on Mikdash. Where do we have this? The most famous one probably is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, where the Mishnah talks about that Yantif of Rosh Hashanah, fourth parak. Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, you still blow shofar in Mikdash and not in Medina. That's what the Mishnah says. Be Mikdash are you talking? What does Mikdash mean? So Rashi says it means Mikdash, based on Mikdash. Rambam says it means Yerushalayim. You blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shkalis B'Shabbos. This is the whole controversy about those who wanted to blow shofar in Yerushalayim 150 years ago in the 1850s, 1860s. That was because of this Rambam. Because the Rambam says shofar is in all Yerushalayim, not just in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Rambam says there, Kfar bi'arnu l'cha kama pa'amim, ki mikdash nikiris Yerushalayim kula, u medina shar Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam, and he says this in Hilchas Ma'aser, in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, a few places, Maseches Shkalim, the quotes it all on the bottom, Rav Kapach. So says the so maybe that's connected to this idea. The Rambam says all of Yerushalayim is really a din of Beis Hamikdash, an expanded Beis Hamikdash idea. So therefore, it might be connected to this that Bikurim get their status right when they go into Yerushalayim. Rav Soloveitchik has pointed out also, Rav Shechter quotes this in, I think, Be'ikvei Hatzon, that in the Torah, you find the phrase Lifnei Hashem, you find that with three different connotations. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Azara, sometimes it means Harabayas, and sometimes it means all of Yerushalayim. It says we eat Kachei Kalim in Lifnei Hashem, that's all of Yerushalayim. It says you Shech Kachei Kachem Lifnei Hashem, that's only in the Azara. It says the other Thalachas, Lifnei Hashem. Why? How could the Torah use the same phrase with three different connotations? That's the point, because Yerushalayim is expanded Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it could use Lifnei Hashem to connote all three. That is what that's what the Torah means, and that's what the Rambam might be based on here, Lishitaso, that Bikurim are called Bikurim once they get into Yerushalayim. Good. Second line. Kemat ki haitana. Who is all this like? Like the following opinion. Ditanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Bikurim. Miksasan bachotsu miksasan bifnim. Let's say you have a basket of Bikurim. Let's say that for now. And a little bit is outside, a little bit inside. It's on the border. I put the basket of Bikurim down right on the doors, on the doorway of either Yerushalayim or Beis HaMikdash, depending who you're holding like. Shebachutz harehi kechulun l'chol devrayhem. Shebifnim harehi kehekdash l'chol devrayhem. Right, depending where it is. Right, so this Tana that says that Rava Baravada, who says that Bikurim goes by once you bring it in, Yerupnei Abayis, so then he's going like this Tana that says it depends exactly where it is. The Ritvi here brings up the sugya of Eged Kli, which comes up in Hilchas Shabbos. Eged Kli means, if there are items in one utensil, are they all connected? Are they all considered one? Because here, got to pick it up as you go in. Because here, as you, if half of it's in, should that bring the other part of the fruit in the basket in with it or not? Because isn't a basket one kli mitzaref, all the kelim in it? We have that principle by Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say if I carry a basket halfway out my door and I put the basket of items on the threshold, so am I chayef for hotzah for everything in the basket? Or only for what was taken out. Or maybe nothing, because maybe it all goes by what it's still considered inside until I take the whole thing out. So it says the Ritva, whatever you say in Hilchos Shabbos, you say here. That's the Ritva. Says the Ritva right here. Efshar, it's possible. Daha afilu bishaha kol b'sal echad. It could be here that you split it, even if it's in one basket. V'kasavar keman da'amar b'sechah Shabbos te'igud kli lav shmei eged. If you hold like that opinion, then here, whatever's outside is outside, whatever's inside is inside. Shahare ein lanu lachalik b'inyan igud kli beizula Shabbos. Whenever a Rishon says that, you know there is makom lachalik. Whenever the Ritva says, why should you make it be machalik between Shabbos and here? So you know somebody out there is machalik. O afshar, or the Ritva says, the other answer here is, demayri shehein b'shnei kelim. Right, maybe here they're talking about a tuka. You put half and half. Maybe it's two different kelim. You put half your bikurim inside, half outside. Umishum deafrishan kaachas nakan lashon miksasan. But if you put them all, this one hava bikurim. That's why you leave them there. That is the Ritva. The Aruch Laner points out the shita, the difficulty in the shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins like the Manda Amar lo shmei eged. Eged Kli is Lav Shmei Eged, but still he just brings the Brisa Kilshona, the Brisa without being here, without being Mechalik, whether it's in one Kli or not in one Kli. If he says Lav Shmei Eged, so then he should say, he should be Mefarish more what the Brisa means. Lo Yadati, Lama Lo Mefarish, Taina Bebeis Kelim Dafka. Okay, the Aruch Laner just has the Tahara in the Shita of the Rambam. What's the answer? The Rambam must be Mechalik between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Bikurim. That's the answer that you could give for the question of the Aruch Laner. This comes up Lamaisa. We think this only comes up by Bikurim. Comes up Lamaisa by, this come up Lamaisa, Hafrashas Chala. Hafrashas Chala. Let's say if somebody's baking Chala. So the question is, let's say I'm baking different doughs. So when is that called all enough dough in order to be mafreshit as one? It comes up very Lamaisa afterwards. I remember a few weeks ago, a woman called me up. She forgot to take Chala out. She baked it already. All the Chalas are baked. So what do you do? So I mean, it was a Shabbos morning.
The Shabbos morning, somebody from the shul came and said, we started eating last night's challah. And then we remembered. So we threw out that challah. So what do we do with the other ones? I said, you didn't have to throw out last night's challah. But what do you do? So you put them all together. You put a towel, one towel over all of them to make it like into one kli. And you be mafresh then. B'diyevu paskin. You can be mafresh even after baking. Right, by matzahs, right? By matzah, you cover it up. Everybody bakes matzahs. That's why you're mafresh. So again, this comes up. The Shmir Shabbos has all the halachas, all these halachas. He talks about what if they're all in one container, one in plastic container. The second volume of the Shmir Shabbos. Did they redo that one too? New Shmir Shabbos volume one. There's a new volume one, nice big fat one. But in volume two, in Perek Mem Beis, he has 5 pages on Afarshas Chalas. In the footnotes there, he talks all about what's considered a kli. If they're in sakiyot nifradot, but they're under a towel, is that mafsik? Is that considered one? Right? Because otherwise we put them in tin foils and plastics, and then you put a towel. You have to open them up. So he talks about all those details. But that's all this issue of eged kli, of making it all into one kli in order to make it considered one isa. Could you do that on Shabbos? We're not mafresh on Shabbos.
So they had a way.
Misakin Isa. Yeah, they had a way. Because you can't, that's Tikkun Isa. It's a Mishnah in Beitza. Mishnah Beitza says, you're not allowed to be mafresh from Mishnah. That's Tikkun Midrabanan.
Some of the things you remind yourself for Shabbos.
Right, that's right. Masrin, right? Right, you have Masr. Isartim, Iraftim, Adigo Sader. Right, the two questions and the one statement.
The Tikkurim status changes when it gets through the wall of the Azara, and then if you go out...
Right, if you go out, it already has the status. No, it never loses it. Once it has the status, it has the status. It just doesn't get the status until you get there. Okay, Amar Rav Sheshes, Bikurim, Hanacha Ma'akeves Bahen, Kriya Ein Ma'akeves Bahen. Rav Sheshes says, by Bikurim, as we had the Machlokas yesterday, Hanacha is Ma'akev. Meaning, before I put the... I have to do the Hanacha... And before I do the hanacha, so then I am, as the Mishnah says, I am a chayiv malchus if I eat it before the hanacha. Kriya ein ma'akeves bahen, but kriya is not. Not like our Mishnah. Kamar ki ay tana, but it's like the following tana. The tana Rabbi Yossi Omer. Shlosha dvar mishum shlosha zakenim. There were 3 things that are said in the name of 3 elders. I'll quote you one of them here. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yochel yala adam ma'isur sheni bizman hazeh b'Yerushalayim yochlanu. I might think that maybe even bizman hazeh you should bring ma'isur sheni to Yerushalayim. Because after all, you don't need a base of English for ma'isur sheni maybe, right? Because you don't have to do anything with a mizbeach for ma'isur sheni. All you have to do is to bring it into Yerushalayim. So maybe, once there's Kedusha of Yerushalayim, maybe you can do it even bizman hazeh. But v'dinu, but the Gemara says v'dinu, right? Logically, I would say not. Why? Because we compare b'chor tzon avos makom b'chor, right? The firstborn animal to a kosher animal has to be brought to Yerushalayim. U'maiser sheni tzon avos makom, and maiser sheni also ma b'chor eino ela b'fnei abayis. Just like b'chor is only b'fnei abayis because b'chor is a carbon. Maiser eino ela b'fnei abayis. So we compare maiser sheni to b'chor. That's why we don't do maiser sheni today. Ma le b'chor shekein tzon matan damim ve'imurim l'gamim mizbeach. What do you mean? Maybe Bechor is more stringent, because Bechor is a carbon. Bechor, you have to do matan damim. You have to do zrikas adam on the Mizbeach. A Bechor has its fats burned on the Mizbeach. So maybe Ma'aser Sheni is different. Only Bechor has the chumrah of Beis HaMikdash. No, Bikurim Yochichu. So Bikurim will prove it. Bikurim doesn't have matan damim. And Bikurim doesn't have Imurim. And yet, Bikurim is also only Bifnei Abayis. So that's why, as a team, Bikurim and Bechor, together, will help me prove that Ma'aser Sheni is not brought up as manazeh. I, Miley Bikurim, Shekein Tu'unim Hanacha. What do you mean? Bikurim does need something related to the Mizbeach. You have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. So, Tamalomar, that's why we're stuck. Each one of these has a Chumrah that the other one does not have, and therefore, they cannot be a good precedent for Ma'aser Sheni. So that's why you forget the Kalp, forget the this Limud, but instead you have a Mamatzinu. Tamalomar, a Hekesh. Tamalomar v'yachalto shav l'fnei Hashem alokecha v'chulu. In the same pasuk, you have Ma'aser deganchat yorosh v'yitzarechu v'chorus b'karcha v'tzonecha. Right, you have the same, in the same pasuk, Ma'aser and Bechor, so Ma'akesh Ma'aser l'Bechor. Ma'Bechor einu ela b'fnei habayis, af Ma'aser einu ela l'fnei habayis. Fine. The im isa, so that's the brisa. So now we're going back to prove our issue. The im isa, and if it's true that not only hanacha is ma'akev, but also kriya is ma'akev. If you would say that kriya is ma'akev, then why wasn't it mentioned to the Braisa? Lifroch, the Gemara should, when the Braisa contrasted Bikurim to Maiser Sheni, the Braisa should have said, Mala Bikurim Shekein Tunin Kriya Bahanacha. It only said Hanacha. So it must be that this opinion holds that Kriya is not Ma'akev. That's the Raya of the Gemara. It should have mentioned it. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says back, no, it's no Raya. Nehidi Kuva Leka, Mitzvah Mileka. Fine, it wouldn't be Likuva. But still, of course it's a Lachadchila. Of course it should try to do it. And even if it was a Lachadchila, the Braisa should have mentioned it. So don't tell me the fact that it didn't mention it means that it's not Likuva, because it should have mentioned it in any case. So there's a problem with it in any case. There must be a different reason. V'lema mitzvah v'lifroch. You should have mentioned it even if it was a mitzvah. So there's a different reason why it was not mentioned. Elam Ravashi, very important line. Kivan de'ika bikure hager deboi lameimar asher nishba Hashem avoseinu v'lo matzi amar lo psikalei. Because what if a ger brings bikurim? He cannot say asher nishba Hashem la'avoseinu. Because he can't say that, so the Braisa didn't want to mention Kriya, because sometimes you don't do the Kriya. Even Lachadchila. Because a ger cannot do the Kriya. Lo psikalei, it's not clear, it's not always there, so that's why we don't mention it. Wow. So this is by Bikurim. First of all, do we pass on like this Gemara by Bikurim? So if you look in Rashi in Parshas Kisavo, Rashi quotes this Gemara. Rashi quotes, a ger does not say the Kriya by Bikurim. But Rov HaRishonim argue with this Gemara based on a Yerushalmi. The Ritva here, the Rambam, all Rishonim, generally, besides that Rashi and Chumash, say this Gemara is lo aliba de Hilchasa, and even a ger could say avoseinu. Says the Ritva here, Mashba, this is a major Ritva in Makkos. Top five Ritvas in Makkos, right here. Mashba de Hachin Hilchasa, the ger eino kore. Mashba over here that a ger does not is not kore kriyasa bikurim. Avo b'Yerushalmi amru, but Yerushalmi they said amru osa mishnah. The Yerushalmi on that mishnah bikurim. Yerushalmi bikurim on that mishnah says tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ger atzmo meviva kore. A ger does not only bring the bikurim but says the whole kriya. Shenish b'Hashem avo seinu. Why matam ki av hamon goyim nesaticha l'she'avar hayita av la'aram v'yasid av l'kol ha'olam. Avram Avinu is the Av of everybody. It's Av of Geirim too, and that's Lav Oseinu. That's Lav Oseinu. And therefore, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi Omar, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Havi Uvda coming to Rabbi Yehuda, Va'orik Rabbi Yehuda. Adkan Das HaTosfos, it says the Ritva, V'chei Das HaRamban, V'das Rabosai, Shalacha Kedivere Yehuda, Kedas HaYerushalmi. And this is what the Rambam paskins, in Ilchas Bikurim, that a ger says, La'av Oseinu. That's what the Rambam, does he quote the Rambam here? The Rambam, the Ritva here doesn't quote the Rambam, but that is the Rambam in Bikurim in Dalid Gimel. In Dalid Gimel, the Rambam says this, Ger may be the Kore, Lefish Nemer la Avraham, Ava mon goyim nesaticha, Harehu Ava kol ha'olam kulo, she nechnas in tachas kanfi ha'shchina, ula Avraham haisa ha'shvua tchila, she yirshu banav es ha'aretz. So therefore, it's no problem with saying, Asher nishbata la'av Hosein. Then the Ritva says, now let me tell you about tefillah, now let me tell you about Berchas Hamazon. Says the Ritva, a ger should daven exactly like a born Jew should daven. 100%, exactly the same. V'chein be'emes ha'minak ha'pashit b'Yisrael l'inyin tefillah. V'ha'minak shehu mispala lo'olam elokei avoseinu uki Yisrael gamur. And then he says, v'chein b'inyin berchas ha'mazon, no'agu lomar shehinchalta es avoseinu. And then here's the line. Aye, even according to us, l'avoseinu is plural. Only Avram Avinu is Avamon Goyim. How do you get Yitzchak and Yaakov in there? Avinu, avoseinu. How does that work? Says the Ritva, Nehid Avram Av L'Geirim, Yitzchak v'Yaakov make a l'meimar, v'cheilin yibikurim, heich yochol lo gros, arami obed avi. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yesh lomar, dekimlon, dekulhu avos, kechad ninhu. All the avos are one. Uke de'izkish b'kamaduchti. Like there's like one. The Ramban's Lashon. Arami Dovid Avi, Shloshes Avos Ha'olam Hayu Ka'Avraham. Wow, gotta figure out what that means. Va'av Heim Nasu Av L'Geirim Ka'Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom. They're also Avos L'Geirim, Yitzchak and Yaakov. We spoke about this a little bit on Monday night in the Parsha Shir about the Sholosh Regalim Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov being instilling Kedusha. But that's even though we pass in Sholosh Avos, They're all like one. They're all like one, says the Ritva. And just one more related. The Rama Paskins and Ilchas Bikurim, I said, like this Shita. But to come in today for one source, this is it. I've mentioned this in the past, the second half of this source, but I don't think I've ever really focused on the first half. It's the Igaris of Rav Avadia, of the Rambam to Rabbi Avadia Hager. Right, the Rambam has a letter that he wrote to a Muslim convert to Judaism, where he asks him all these kashas. The first half of the tshuva, it's written in Igaris HaRambam, Igaris HaRabbi Avadia Hager. So the first half of the letter is, he says, what do I do for brachas and davening? What do I say? This Shiloh. What do I do? Can I say Alav Oseinu? So the first half of the tshuva, the Rambam is halachic. Yesh lecha lomer hakol kesiknon. This beautiful lashonos in this letter. V'al tishane davar. Ela kamoshi yispalel v'yivarek kol ezrach v'yisrael. Kach roi l'chol avarek ulu hispalel. Bein shispalel t'yachidi. Bein shahayita shliach tzibur. Doesn't matter if you're the chazan or not. You got to say exactly like a regular Jew says. The ikar adavar sha'avram avinu hu shalibit kolam v'iskilam. Ule kolam yachit shmo shalach kodesh baruch hu. Talmidav shalavram avinu ubnei besohein. Imratis, if you want to change something, shehot seisi yisomi mitzrayim, you can, but there's no need to. Why? Me'acha shenichnas tatakas kanfei hashchina, v'novesa al Hashem, ein kan hefrish beinenu uveincha. V'kol hanisim shenasu ki'ilu lanu ulecha nasu. It's as if all the nisim happened to us and to you. Shekvar bachar b'cha kadosh baruch hu. V'hivdilcha min ha'umos. V'nasan l'cha ha'torah. Sh'ha'torah lanu u'legerim nitna. Sh'nemer ha'kol chuka achas lachem. V'al ye yichuscha kal b'einecha. And don't think, oh, what am I, no yichus. Why? Im anu misyachas malavar misal v'yakov. Atam misyaches l'misha amar v'haya ha'olam. Right, you think you don't have yichus? Your father's a kadosh baruch hu. Right, you came on Nichlas Tachas Katvi Yeshrina, V'chen Meforesh B'Sheyishayo, and then he says, what's the biggest raya? Miseches Bikurim. And he quotes our Gemara, and he says, V'zu Eina Halacha, El Kamoshin Nisparas B'Yerushalmi. Exactly what the Ritva says. Exactly in this letter he says. So that is all first part of the Tshuva. The second part of the Tshuva is what I've quoted in the past, and that is, he writes, that all these people, all these Jews that were born Jewish around him are making fun of him and screaming at him, ah, he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, screaming at him, making fun of him. So the Rambam says, you tell them that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. That's first of all, it's the Rambam Shita. Only Christianity is Avodah Zarah, not Islam. And then, right, because they believe in one God, they don't believe in the Trinity. And then the Rambam says, and they're screaming at you that you are Ovid Avodah Zarah, you tell them, kol hakoes ki ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. So you are never Ovid Avodah Zarah, and they're being Ovid Avodah Zarah right now. That's the Rambam's great line. Right, and then he says at the end, unbelievable lashon about Gerim. You're even higher than us. But it's Avik Bafa Ragle Moshe Rabbeinu Ramash Kol Anaviim B'Chavis B'Mitzvosav, etc. Okay, that's the Rambam's Tshuva, the Yeres Rabbi Avadi Hager, right here, all about the mitzvah of Bikurim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That by Bikurim, we're talking about Kriya and Hava'a, and we try to compare, learn Bikurim out from Bechar and Meiser Sheni. We try to learn them out from there, but we had to learn it from a pasuk that you don't bring Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh. V'lehadar Dina V'teisi B'Matzad. Why don't we say learn it from both of them? What do you have to quote a whole heckish for? Why don't we just say, like the Gemara says many times, that if you have two sources together, but each of them has a different chumrah, put them together, each one doesn't have the other chumrah, so l'chor, they could be a melamed for another source. Bechar and Bikurim should be a good source to teach me that there's no Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh. Why do we have to come up to the heckish? So the Tesi B'Matzad. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum the Eagle and Mifrach, they do have something in common. Mala Tzad HaShavah Shebehen Shekein Yishben Tzad Mizbeach. They have a Tzad Mizbeach related to them. Bechar has blood sprinkled, and Bikurim has Hanacha at least. So both of those, that would knock out the comparison to Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, 1 second, let's take a step back. Umay Kasavar. E Kasavar Kedusha Rishona Kishel HaShaitz of a Kishel HaSid Lavo. What does this Tana hold that says that there's no Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh? If we hold the Sugya from Maseches Megillah and elsewhere, that the original Kedusha that Moshe Rabbeinu imbued was Kedusha forever and ever in Yerushalayim, so then Afila Bechar Nami. If the Kedusha is forever, then even a Bechar should be able to be brought Bizman Hazeh. What do you mean? There's no Zrikas Adam nowadays. Right? So how could you do that? So Rashi says, it's according to the opinion, that's what Jason spoke about on Shavuos, a makrivin karbanas afal pi shein sham bayis. right? We don't need a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanos, right? As long as we could get the Mizbeach in the Makom HaMechuvan, in the exact spot, so then we can bring it. You got to have the Mizbeach. Got the Mizbeach. But maybe we could do that. So even Bizman HaZeh, even Bechor. V'yi Kasavar Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaisa V'lo, Kitcha L'Asa L'Avo. And if we say the Kedusha is not everlasting, Avechilu Bechor Namiti Boy. Why don't we have a question about Bechor too? Why is the Bechor Pasha that we don't do it? What would be the case? How would you do a Bechor today? What would be the question? So Rashi explains, the question would be, if you had a Bechor who had Zrikas Hadam before the Chorban, and then you had Chorban Abayis. Are you allowed to eat it now? That would be the question by Bechor. Right? Would you be able to do that? If you say, lo kishet lasa lavo, so you would say that you're allowed it. You would say, well, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, what would you say? Which direction? If there's no Kedusha, you would be allowed to eat it, or you wouldn't be allowed to eat it? So let's say you wouldn't be allowed to eat it, because there would be no more Kedusha. So Bimanavshach, what does this Tana hold? So Amar Avina, lo olav kasav kedusha rish kisha l'shaitav lo kisha l'asalavo. Really, we paska the kedusha is not everlasting. Like that opinion. V'hacha, the Ritva takes out the next few words already, because we already know that from Rashi's Shita, but we'll read it. V'hacha b'bechar shenizrak damo kodem chorban abayis v'charv abayis v'yadayim besaro kayam. So that's the issue that we are talking about. But umakshinan besar ladamo. But we compare the meat of the bechor to the dam of the bechor. Ma damo b'mizbeach besar b'mizbeach. Just like the zrikas hadam for bechor requires a mizbeach, so too the eating of the meat of the bechor also requires a mizbeach, based on that hekesh. And then we go one more step. Umakish meister lebechor. So first we look right. We say, hey, how do you even know bechor? So we say, no, bechor is out. Once we know bechor, why? Because we compare the meat of the bechor, the achilas basar, to the zrikas hadam. So then you go to the next step. Step two, we compare bechor to Meiser Sheni. To Meiser Sheni, and therefore there is no Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh. Let's just finish the section, and then we'll come back to talk about this more. V'chi davar halamed behekish, chozer malamed behekish. Are you allowed to have these two steps? First step, within Bechor, learning Dam to Basar, just like there's no Dam after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so too there's no Basar. And then step two, learning it to Meiser Sheni. We don't. Rashi on the bottom says we don't learn lomid min halomid in Seder Kachim, in Hilchas Kachim. We're going to have all different rules. By the time next year when we learn Seder Kachim, there's all different rules of drushos in Kachim. There's rules, many different rules. Shon HaKasev La'akev in Kachim. There's different rules in drushos in Hilchas Kachim. So here, you never have a two-step limud in Hilchas Kachim. So the Gemara says, no problem. Meiser Dagon Chulinhu. You're learning to Meiser Sheni. And that's not Kachim. So even though the models, the milamdim, are Kachim, you look at the result, the lamed, what you're learning to, and that's Chulin. So that's fine. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Ha, nichal lamanda amar basar lamed azlina. That's okay if you go by the what you're learning to. El lamanda amar basar milamed azlina, and maikal amemar. But what about the opinion that says you go after the milamed, and here the milamed is Karbanos. So the Gemara answers, Dam ubasar chada milsahi. Step one is not really a step. When the Gemara compares Dam, Zrikas Hadam of the Bechor, and Achilas Basar of the Bechor, that's not one to the other, that's really one. What does that mean, they're really one? The Aruch Lener says they're totally on each other. You can't eat the Basar until you do Zrikas Hadam. So that's why it's not comparing two different things, it's really one thing. So therefore, it is allowed in that, it's allowed in that context. Whenever we discuss Kitchel HaShayitz or Kitchel HaSalavo, just got to mention the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam in the Ravid, actually. The Ravid really makes more noise than the Rambam does on this, in this context. The Rambam in Ravid Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam, that we paskin Kitchel HaShayitz, the Kitchel HaSalavo. Lefichach, Makriven HaKarbanos Kulon Avo Bishayin Shambayiz Banui. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Quoting that day of the Gemara. You're allowed to bring karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash as long as you have a Mizbeach. V'ochlim kachshei kachshim b'chol ha'azara afal pi shi chareva v'ochlim kachshim kalim u'maiser sheni b'chol Yerushalayim afal pi shein sham choma shekdusha rishona kishel l'shaitav v'kishel l'shaitav v'kishel l'asalava. And then the Rambam explains why, because Kedusha to Yerushalayim is based on the Shechina, and the Shechina is not Batela, even though the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael was Batel. That's why Truma Bizan is Ezra Rabbanan. But then the Ravid here asks on the Rambam, Svaras Atzmo Hizu, Velo Yadati Miayimo, Ubakama Dukti B'Mishnah, Im ein mikdash yirake. But no, you can eat my kashim kalim. You can eat my shesheni. No, many gemaras talk about it. If there's no more base of mikdash, it has to rot. You're going to say all of those are according to the other shita? Says the Ravid, no, I don't think so. And then he said at the end, this is the Ravid that makes a lot of noise. Lefisha yodea Ezra sha mikdash v'yushalayim asidim lishtanos uliskadish kiddush acher olme bekavod Hashem la'olam. Ezra hasofer. They knew that it was going to be Nechrav and there's going to be a bayis shlishi, which was going to be the ultimate bayis. Kach nigle misod Hashem li'reyav. The Ravid says that a number of places. This was the nevuah that I got in my base medrash. Lefichach Hanichnas atasham. Therefore, anybody walks on Har Habayis bezman hazeh, ein bo karis. There's no karis. So this much ink has been spilled on those three words of the Ravid. What does that mean? Ein bo karis. Does that mean it's mutter? Does that mean there's no kedusha? Rov mefarshim assume that the Ravid doesn't say it's mutter. He says ein bo karis. Ein bo karis means there might not be karis for. You have to figure out lumdis of why there's no karis. There's a certain type of kedusha. There's kedushas mikdash and kedushas makom. There's makom. All the achron I'm trying to figure out. A lot of the Torah of this on this Ravid was written after 1967. After we got Har Habayis back, Rav Zsolti, the Ravid Yerushalayim, a lot of Rav Avad Yosef. There are a lot of the articles in the Torah Shebal Peh and the Torah journals after 1967. All the lumdis of this Ravid because it came halacha lemaisa. You let it walk on it. So pashas of this Ravid is that it's still usur. There's just no karis for some reason. There are those that want, though, to suggest, based on this Ravid, like the Meiri. There is a Meiri, which hopefully we'll talk about this summer. Shavuos Tezayin, where the Meiri quotes a minhag of people. The Meiri says, Shamati, of course, people walk all over Har Habayis today. That's what the Meiri quotes. He says, V'minhag pashut likonisham l'fi masha shamanu. That's what he says, Shavuos Daf Tezayin. So, okay, that's a Meiri. The Meiri doesn't say he did it, he saw it, this is what we heard. So the Tzitz Eliezer and Teshuva says, first of all, the Meiri was never in Israel. The Meiri heard the Shmua from in Provence, you know, hundreds of miles away, and who said that it was a Shmua Amiti? Who says it was a real Minhag? So you can't really rely on this. Nobody else quotes it. So the Tzitz Eliezer does not think that this can be relied on at all, even to explain the Ravid. Even though Meiri and the Ravid were both from Provence. Both from southern France, so you can put them together. But this is the Meiri. Just one thing I found last night, which I never saw before in this sugya, so you could always have to be mosif something new. In the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna Rai has a tshuva based on this Ravid in the ninth tshuva, Simon Tess, and he's discussing a tefillah. He says he thinks according to the Ravid there is no mitzvah to daven towards Yerushalayim bezman hazeh. Is based on the Kedusha. He quotes Yerushalmis that argue with that Gemara in Brachas about Talpios, Telsha, called Pios Ponimbo. So he thinks that according to this Ravid, maybe there's a mitzvah to daven towards Eretz Yisrael. If that Kedusha is still there, but Yerushalayim, unbelievable. Abola ina debatla Kedushas Mikdash, gam Eretz Yisrael, ein lo maila v'chashivas l'nyin tefila l'hispala kenegda. We don't paskin that way, he says, obviously. We don't paskin like the Ravid. But that's what he writes in this tshuva. Again, it's a long tshuva. But that's his suggestion. Okay, we must move on. Let's continue. The Tzitz Eliezer, if you want to look it up, is Chelek Yud Simen Aleph. He has a long tshuva there, but Os Memches is where he talks about our Meiri. Okay, weiter. Kachi Kachim. The Mishnah that we just had, let's look back for a minute because we'll see what the problem is. The Mishnah that we had on Daf Yud Zayin quotes, what are one of the Isurei Malkus? Kachi Kachim, outside of the Kliyim. Right? Kachi Kachim, eating outside the right spot. That's Kachi Kachim. If you look back on the first Mishnah in the Parak, on Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah lists off one of the, some of the, Isurim. Also, where is it? Right? It lists off there, the Kachi, where is it? Right, he quotes in the middle, Habala Mitshokim, where is it? Where's the, if you have hektish shalom niftu. So the Gemara says here, Tanina chad azimna. Tanina chad, right, so hektish shalom niftu. If you have hektish that was not redeemed outside, right, so that's kachi kachim outside, they ate it outside. So he asks the Gemara, kachi kachim v'chulu, tanina chad azimna. Daf yud ches and daf yud gimel. Maisa shady v'hektish shalom niftu. Right, what is the record? It's going, that's why it got me mixed up. It's going on the v'chulu. It's going on the v'chulu. Right, so which is it? The Meiser Sheni mentions Meiser Sheni on Daf Yud Gimel, and here also it mentions that's what got me mixed up. It's Kashi Kalm v'Meiser Sheni Chutz Lachoma. It says on Daf Yud Zayin, and on Daf Yud Gimel it says Shalom Niftu. So isn't Chutz Lachoma and Shalom Niftu the same thing? That's the steer. It's Meiser Sheni. It says in both Mishnayos. So why does it repeat it both times? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. It's telling me two different halachas. Seifa, the second Mishnah, B'maisu Sheni Tahar V'Gavra Tahar, Deka Achel Chutz Lachoma. Second Mishnah is about if you ate Maiser Sheni, Tahar, outside the wall. There's a halach, you have to eat Maiser Sheni in the wall. If you ate it outside the wall, that's one Avera. Reisha, B'maisu Sheni, Tameh V'Gavra Tameh. The Reisha, the first Mishnah, is either or. If the Maiser Sheni is Tameh, or if the person is Tameh, and if you ate that, B'kachalei B'Yerushalayim, and if you ate that even in Yerushalayim, that's an Avera. How do we know? What's the source that you're chayv mishum tuma for meiser sheni? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo v'yarti b'menu b'tamei bein sha'ani tamei v'utar bein sha'ani tar v'utamei. Right, that's what we say in the vidoy meiser in Kisavo. We say we do vidoy that we didn't get rid of it. B'yarti, which can mean eat it. Right, I didn't do that while either I or the meiser was tamei. V'heichan huzer al achila. How do I know exactly that's referring to eating? Ein yodea. Not sure. Right, not sure, says Rebbe Shimon. But the Gemara interjects, Tumas Aguf, but we'll get to where Achila is, but the Gemara interjects and says, by the way, Tumas Aguf Behed Yiksiv. The fact that when a person is Tami and eats by Shasheni, you don't need this limud. That it says, Nefesh Shetiga Bo V'Tamada Arev V'Lo Yocham and HaKadashim V'Chulu. El Tumas Atzmo Minayin. How do we know if the item, if the Meiser is Tame? That we need this for. But now we get back to the original. Dichsiv, how do you know the eating is referring to eating? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lecho B'Sharecha. One Pasuk says that you cannot eat it. That's Asara by the eating. Well, Halo Ono B'Sharecha Tochlenu HaTame V'HaTahar. And there it also says the word Bisharecha, Hatame Vatahar, Vitanya, the Vera Bishmael, Afilu Tame Vatar, Oakland, Bakara Achas, Vin Choshin. Even a Tame and a Tahar could eat. This is referring to a Bechor Balmum. A Bechor Balmum can be eaten by a Tame and a Tahar, because it loses its Kedusha once it gets a Mum. You don't have to worry about it. Vikama Rachmana, finishing up the Limud, Heich Tame, Deshari Lacha, Gabi Tahar Hasam, Hachalotecho. The tame, which I allow everybody to eat together there, a bechor balmum, I don't allow you to eat here by meiser sheni. So that's the makar, that meiser sheni is not allowed to be eaten, whether it is tame or the person is tame either. Fine. If you look in the Rambam at the end of Shoresh Tess, the Rambam, right, all the way at the end, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the end of Shoresh Ches, I'm sorry, the end of Shoresh Ches, the Rambam says, this is counted as a separate Avera, lo achalti ve'oni mimenu. Even though our Gemara kind of says, eini odeya, lo v'yati mene b'tameh, the Rambam says, it's counted as an Isser Daraisa. V'yava b'isha halav sheba bo hu shlila lo ashara, me'achar she, even though here, it's not a tzivui, the person himself is declaring, lo v'yati, it's not Hashem talking here, it's the person talking. Do you count that as an Avera? Right? So that's the Makar. So says the Rambam, yes. Once you have something that you're not allowed to do, and you declare it, that's good enough. Me'achar she'tzivinu she'nishlo l'osom b'nafsho seinu, v'nomar ani lo asisi kach, v'lo asisi kach, yodanu behechruch sha'poel hakach v'kach mushar mimenu. Lo ba'achalti v'oni mimenu. The Ramban says, our Gemara seems to be against that. Our Gemara, any odeya, I don't know, is this the Makar for the Avera? So all the Nosakilim try to struggle to figure out how the Rambam interprets our Gemara. The Megillas Esther even throws up his hands. He says, I've tried, Hashem should help me out one day to understand this Rambam, how he deals with this Gemara. Hashem yodea hatsa'ar shenitzta'arti lios mish'an umash'ena el arav b'zeh ha'makom. Hashem knows how much I tried to figure this out. Try to defend the Rambam. V'yagati v'lo matzati. Upnei el achale yigala li amukos mini chshad ladas alme aduni rayosav. Etc. So, help me out one day, please, Hashem. That is the Rambam. Let's just finish up. Uminala and debar p'tiyahu. So now, how do we know that you could even be poda? Is tamei meiser sheni redeemable? How do we know that? The Amar, the following. The Amar Belazar. Minala meiser sheni should nitma shepoda. No, so, afilu b'yushalayim. How do I know that meiser sheni that became tamei is redeemable even in Yerushalayim? Tamalama kilosu chal se'iso. The ain says el achila. You can redeem it if you can't be seis it. What is seis it? What does seis mean? The ain says el achila. Shnemar by yisamas os meis panav. Right by in Mitzrayim. So says the so that's the lashon. As long as you can't eat it, it's redeemable. Doesn't mean just mean because you can't schlep it up to Yerushalayim. Even if it's in Yerushalayim, it is tameh. Amar bibi amar avasi minayin lamaisa sheni tarsha podenoso afil bepsia achas chutz lachoma. We know the rule is once maisa sheni actual fruit is in Yerushalayim, tahar, it's not redeemable. How do I know that even if it's just one step outside of Yerushalayim, you can still redeem it? Shenemar ki lo suchal say so. Because it says if you can't eat it. So that's why. If you can't eat it one step outside of Yerushalayim either. Where it says, Hami boy, lele kadurba yelele azer. Didn't we already use that to tell me the pasuk about Maisa Sheni Tamei? Same kain, lema kra lo suchal lo ochlo. My say so, the extra special lashon teaches me both things. V'yema kulu lach yudasa, maybe it's only teaching me the second item outside. Imkein leimakar lo suchal, let's lo. My say so, shvami natarti. So you learn two things from that pasuk. You can't redeem Maaser Sheni Tamei. You can redeem Maaser Sheni Tamei in Yerushalayim, and you can redeem Maaser Sheni Tar even one step outside of Yerushalayim. Have a problem? Yasiv, one more line. Yasiv, Rav Chanina, Rav Oshi, Avakami Boile, Apischa de Yerushalayim. Rav Chanina, Rav Oshi were sitting. It's a question of the Gersos. Were they sitting at the Pesach of Yerushalayim, or were they asking a question about the Pesach of Yerushalayim? Two different Gersos. Mahu. So, Pshita, Hubach, Lutzumaso, Bifnim, Kaltua Mechitzos, if he's carrying, let's say he's pushing a shopping cart of Maaser Sheni. So it goes in before him. So if he's outside and it's inside, Kaltu Mechitzos, the walls have already been collated. And it can no longer be redeemed. Hu bifnimu maso bachutz mahu. But what if he's inside already? Does his knapsack go after him? So, Tana lahu ahu saba bidibay Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ki yirchak mimcha amakom, mi milu acha. If it's far from you, from your fullness. Meaning your knapsack is part of you, and therefore what? Not unclear. Not clear what the halach is. Rashi says, and therefore your knapsack goes by you, and it's considered as if it's in the walls already. That's Rashi pshat of the Gemara. The Rambam has a different pshat, but that is Rashi pshat. One more line. Boy, Rav Papa, yeah?
Does it have implications for Bikurim that we had also before?
So that's implications for Bikurim. That's maybe if it's half and half the produce. Here it's talking about you are inside.
The produce is not even there.
Right, unless it's a special limud. Unless it's a special limud here by Maaser Sheni, because that's the way the pasuk is. We're talking about in terms of, not just in terms of Kedusha, we're talking about in terms of redeemability. Boy, Rev Papa, nokele bakanya mai. What if it's on a stick? Right? And it's not like on your back. It's on a stick. Does that change anything? Teku. Right, so that's teku that we don't have an answer to. Okay? We'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue, Beth Hashem, next week. Next week, what day does Shavuot start? Remember what day Shavuot starts. Let's see, this was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So it starts Tuesday. Starts Shavuot Sabbatamas. Shavuot starts Shavuot Sabbatamas. So Bez Hashem, I hope Monday night will be the Parsha Shir. I hope by Tuesday, if not, we will try Shavuot Dav Gimel. I'm going to try Shavuot Dav Beis, but worst comes to worst, we will try Shavuot Dav Gimel to be able to start for Wednesday's Dav. But I'm going to shoot for Tuesday. Okay, Beth Hashem, on Project Sinai, again, and the Parsha Shir will be on OU.org throughout the summer as well. Beth Hashem, we should have a good couple of days, and we'll pick up next week.